Have you ever gazed at a snowflake and marveled at its intricate pattern? Or wondered how birds in flight can suddenly change direction in perfect unison? These everyday miracles hint at deep simplicity's core revelation. Our universe's most complex phenomena emerge from astonishingly simple underlying rules. The cosmos isn't random chaos. It's a dance between order and randomness that creates everything from weather patterns to consciousness itself. While Newton's laws elegantly describe planetary orbits, they couldn't fully explain why three or more interacting bodies create unpredictable patterns. This limitation wasn't just mathematical curiosity. It revealed a profound truth about reality itself. Our universe operates at the edge of chaos, where simple rules generate infinite complexity. In 1959, meteorologist Edward Lorenz made an accidental discovery that would transform science forever. While running weather simulations on an early computer, he restarted a calculation using slightly rounded numbers from a printout, a difference of just 0.025%. To his astonishment, this microscopic change completely altered the predicted weather pattern after just a short time. This extreme sensitivity to initial conditions became known as the butterfly effect. The notion that a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil might ultimately trigger a tornado in Texas. This isn't just theoretical. Modern weather forecasters run multiple simulations with slight variations in starting conditions. When all forecasts align, predictions are trustworthy. When they diverge wildly, we're witnessing chaos in action. The asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter demonstrates practical chaos, with Jupiter's gravity creating empty regions called Kirkwood gaps where asteroids would complete orbits in precise ratios to Jupiter's orbit. This chaotic process occasionally sends asteroids careening toward Earth, including the one that likely ended the dinosaur era 65 million years ago. Our very existence as humans might be linked directly to chaos in the asteroid belt. Water flowing around a stream rock demonstrates nature's path to complexity, from smooth flow to stationary whirlpools, then detaching vortices, and finally turbulent chaos as current increases. A dripping faucet illustrates this perfectly. Nearly closed, drops fall rhythmically. Open slightly, and the pattern becomes rat-tat. Open further, and complexity increases until chaos emerges. This period-doubling route to chaos appears throughout nature. The logistic equation shows identical behavior. At low birth rates, populations stabilize. As rates increase past 3, populations oscillate between 2 values, then 4, 8, and eventually infinite values. True chaos. This transition follows a universal pattern. The ratio between successive bifurcation intervals converges to exactly 4.669 to 1 across systems, Feigenbaum's constant. The most interesting phenomena occur at the edge of chaos, where order transitions to randomness. Chaos emerges through stretching and folding operations, creating infinite intricacy within bounded limits. Why doesn't your body dissolve into chemicals? While classical thermodynamics predicts increasing disorder, life maintains organization through energy flow. Your living body processes chemical energy from food, powering functions before releasing heat. These dissipative processes occur in open systems that exchange energy with their environment, unlike the closed systems of classical thermodynamics. The Benard instability illustrates this. When silicone oil is heated from below, at a critical temperature gradient, the fluid spontaneously organizes into hexagonal convection cells. Simple energy flow, creating complex organization without external direction. This self-organization through energy dissipation reveals the secret behind cosmic order. Earth's order derives from solar energy, while in space, gravity pulls particles together, creating order while reducing entropy. Stars form when gravity compresses gas until nuclear fusion begins, establishing energy flow from hot stars to cold space, defining the thermodynamic arrow of time pointing away from the Big Bang, where gravity set the stage for life's complexity. How do leopards get their spots or zebras their stripes? Alan Turing explained this through autocatalysis, where a chemical compound A promotes its own production while creating a faster diffusing inhibitor B. In mixtures, random fluctuations create spots with higher A concentrations. As A produces more A and B, the faster diffusing B inhibits A between spots while A accumulates at the spots themselves, creating stable patterns in uniform liquids. This mechanism explains animal patterns, with pattern type depending on surface size. Small surfaces remain unpatterned. Medium surfaces develop stripes, larger surfaces form spots, and very large surfaces appear uniform despite microscopic variations. Russian biochemist Boris Belousov discovered a real example when his mixture oscillated between clear and yellow. Initially rejected as contradicting thermodynamics, the Belousov-Jabotinsky reaction was later recognized as a demonstration of chemical self-organization. Why do earthquakes, traffic jams, and mass extinctions follow identical mathematical patterns? The answer lies in power laws, the signature of self-organized complexity. Richter and Gutenberg discovered that earthquake frequency versus magnitude forms a straight line on a log-log graph. For every 1,000 magnitude 5 earthquakes, there are roughly 100 magnitude 6 quakes, 10 magnitude 7 quakes, and so on. This reveals large earthquakes aren't special events, but rather the same mechanisms as small ones, just less frequent. Human systems follow these same patterns. Traffic jams demonstrate this perfectly, with jam sizes following power law distributions as braking creates cascading slowdowns. Even extinctions follow power laws, suggesting they occur at all scales without correlation between trigger size and extinction magnitude. Per-box sandpile model explains self-organized criticality, how complex systems naturally organize themselves at the edge of chaos. How did life emerge from chemistry? Stuart Kaufman's button model demonstrates that when random connections exceed half the number of buttons, isolated clusters suddenly form one massive supercluster, similar to water freezing into ice. In primordial chemical soups, autocatalytic networks form when substances create catalytic loops. Life emerges as a phase transition when connections reach critical density, not through sequential events. Evolution follows similar network principles, requiring inheritance, variation, and selection. Survivors best fit their ecological niche. John Maynard Smith's hawk-dove model shows evolutionary stability doesn't optimize population outcomes. The stable balance, 5 doves for every 7 hawks, is worse than an all-dove scenario. The Red Queen hypothesis describes ecosystems in constant motion, where species must continually evolve just to maintain their position in an endless co-evolutionary arms race. James Lovelock's Gaia hypothesis portrays Earth as a self-regulating system where biological and physical elements interact to maintain life-suitable conditions. This once controversial theory explains how life processes create planetary self-organization. At NASA, Lovelock discovered that living planets could be detected through atmospheric disequilibrium, reactive gases indicating entropy reduction. Non-living planets, by contrast, have atmospheres in chemical equilibrium. His daisy world model demonstrates this concept. Black daisies absorb heat, while white daisies reflect it. Through simple self-interest without coordination, these daisies maintain optimal planetary temperature despite solar variations. This explains Earth's remarkable stability. Despite the sun growing 25-30% brighter since life began, our planet has maintained temperatures suitable for liquid water for 3.5 plus billion years, with ice ages merely representing oscillations within this regulated system. The search for extraterrestrial life now focuses on detecting atmospheric disequilibrium, particularly oxygen and ozone, showing how complex living systems can be identified through simple compounds.